Answers Magazine, Volume 15.1, page 19, Science in Perspective, Quick Takes, High Altitude Engineering. The atmosphere at 24,000 feet, or 7,300 meters, contains only 30 to 50% of the oxygen at sea level, barely enough for most humans and animals to stay conscious. But scientists have recorded bar-headed geese regularly crossing the Himalayas at that altitude on their annual migration. Some observers have even reported seeing the geese as high as 29,000 feet or 8,800 meters. How the geese not only survive, but also vigorously flap their wings without losing a beat has been a mystery for decades. To solve this mystery, researchers decided to place trained geese in a wind tunnel and cover their faces with oxygen masks. How they managed to fit geese with oxygen masks is a mystery for another day. The study showed that bar-headed geese can slow their metabolism and cool their blood for high-altitude flight. Colder blood stores more oxygen. Unlike low-flying birds, bar-headed geese also have extra capillaries surrounding their chest muscles. More oxygen in the blood and more blood to the flight muscles mean higher flying without overexertion. In love for his creation, God gave these birds the ability to adapt to extreme situations. His eye is on the sparrow and the bar-headed goose.
A raft of rocks. In August of 2019, a NASA satellite spotted an island that appeared out of nowhere. Larger than Manhattan, the island is actually a huge raft of pumice, porous rocks, from an undersea volcanic eruption. A team that sailed to the raft days later reported being surrounded by rocks ranging in size from marbles to basketballs, so densely clustered that water wasn't visible. Pumice rafts like this can drift for months and play an important role in dispersing organisms around the ocean. This floating island is a startling reminder that after the intense volcanic activity following the flood, life might have spread to distant shores in ways we haven't even considered.
Water on an alien planet. October 2019 headlines proclaimed that, for the first time ever, the Hubble Space Telescope discovered water vapor in the atmosphere of an Earth-sized planet orbiting in the habitable zone of a distant star. Earth-size is perhaps a misleading term, since this super-Earth, with the name K2-18b, has 8 times Earth's mass. Still, it appeared to be a first, the only planet yet found outside our solar system with the right temperature range to hold water in all its states. To secular scientists, the discovery seems like a step closer to finding habitable worlds beyond Earth. The difficulty in finding planets with the right temperature range to support a water cycle emphasizes just how special Earth is. The precisely balanced conditions here are truly rare, probably unique. And water is just the beginning. It takes much more than liquid water to support life. God placed exuberant diversity throughout his creation, and the water on K2-18b is another example. But that doesn't make it habitable. In fact, right after the initial announcement, astronomers worldwide criticized the report, saying the planet was probably gaseous, like Neptune, with possibly no solid surface. Liquid water doesn't equal habitability. And even if astronomers find a truly habitable planet someday, it doesn't mean it is actually inhabited. Listen to the birds. Is he gone? Am I safe? Should I run and hide? Okay, it's getting quieter. Yes, yes, the robins are calming down. Now the cardinals. Okay, the coast is clear. Oh, look at that beautiful acorn! Eastern gray squirrels seem to have a short attention span, but they pay close attention to one thing, birds. When a hawk shrieks, squirrels freeze, search the sky, or run. But they're attuned to other bird sounds, too, like robins and cardinals. Researchers have recently learned that squirrels listen to the cadence of bird calls when danger passes. When the normal chatter of birds reassures the squirrels, they relax, as much as squirrels ever really relax. Next, researchers want to study whether squirrels listen for other cues that they're safe, such as the regular noises of animals eating and moving about. The study shows how intertwined and relational our world is. No creature or species lives in total isolation. God is a relational God, and He has built relationships into His creation. That includes squirrels monitoring their safety by listening to their neighbors, the birds.
Arsenic eaters. The Chinese brake fern, Pteris vittata, thrives on poison, absorbing levels of arsenic that would kill most organisms. The brake fern takes arsenic from the soil and chemically combines it with other compounds, then transports it to a part of the plant where it serves as a defense against hungry insects. Plant researchers have isolated three genes that seem to be responsible for this surprising ability. If these genes were to be spliced into other plants, they could serve as new ways to clean up contaminated environments, a serious health problem in many parts of the world. Scientists continue to be amazed by the abilities God has provided plants to thrive in a sin-cursed world. And by His grace, we can consider ways to adapt these abilities to help us relieve human suffering as we exercise our God-given dominion over creation.
I spy with my little eye. The recent discovery of fossilized crane flies has shed new light on the design of insect eyes, which experts overlooked until now. In the back of these supposedly 54-million-year-old fossilized eyes, researchers discovered a dark pigment called melanin. Melanin is common in the eyes of vertebrates like birds and mammals, but had never been detected in insect eyes. Intrigued, the investigators looked closer at living crane flies and found melanin there, too. Melanin plays an important role in vertebrate eyes. It keeps stray light from bouncing around in the eyeball and interfering with our vision. Scientists have long thought that insects' eyes did this with a different molecule called omochrome, which is in keeping with evolutionary logic, since insect eyes supposedly arose independently from vertebrate eyes. However, the fossilized crane fly eyes used not only omochrome, but also melanin, like our eyes. How can unrelated creatures have similar features? Enter convergent evolution, the popular idea among evolutionists that different creatures independently evolve similar biological structures to solve similar problems. Biblical creationists have a more reasonable explanation. The common designer, who created both the fly and all the vertebrates, gave them the same excellent design that reflects His wisdom. Whale whispers. Whale songs can be heard for hundreds of miles in the ocean. The beautiful, plaintive sound evokes images of solitude in the dark ocean depths. But what if predators are lurking nearby? Can a whale whisper? Recent research reveals that North Atlantic right whale mothers seek shallow waters with their newborns to escape from orcas, a primary predator. In the shallows, the sound of crashing waves masks other sounds. There, mom and calf can communicate in muted calls that fade into the background noise within 600 feet or 200 meters. For a whale, that's a whisper. Any predator would have to be very close to detect this parent-child communication. God's provision for His creatures shows up again and again in the abilities He gave them to thrive in a sin-cursed world.
Neanderthal daycare. Paleontologists have discovered a trove of what they believe to be 257 Neanderthal footprints in France. Until this discovery, only 9 footprints have been previously identified as Neanderthal. The new prints come from 10 to 13 individuals, most of whom were children. The team can't be absolutely certain what humans left the prints, but the anatomy of the feet and the dating of the prints both point to what is known of Neanderthals. Along with what seems to be evidence of children at play, the largest footprints in the group yielded another surprise to researchers. The deep impression indicates that the heavyset owner of those feet probably stood about 5 feet 8 inches tall, the average height for an adult male in the U.S. This individual was not short, as is often assumed about Neanderthal humans. The large number of children's feet in a small area possibly gives a snapshot of Neanderthal life. According to one researcher, it shows some beautiful evidence that children were being watched over by their parents and others. As one article stated, in recent years, Neanderthals have started to look a lot more human. Faulty suppositions, arising sometimes from lack of evidence, sometimes from wrong philosophy, caused early scientists to present an inaccurate picture of Neanderthals. But the more secular scientists learn, the more difficult it is for them to avoid the conclusion that Neanderthals were fully human, created in God's image, like their ancestor Adam, and like us.